Did you know that big is as good as small, and small is as good as big? Well, how can that be? Wow. Have you ever noticed some beautiful sounds in the morning? And you look out and you see the birds. Did you ever notice the smallest bird is singing better than the big birds? Now, we do have an eagle nest out close to where we live here in Monticello, and we see the eagle sometimes, and he goes and he screeches and different things, and of course we have turkeys in our area and all that kind of stuff, but they make a different sound. But a tiny little canary or even a little wren can make some of the most beautiful music that you ever heard. So think about that. Now, as we come into this world as a child and we grow in wisdom and stature, sometimes we think, well, we're just too little to do anything, or we're just too small. But you know, as we grow, all of us are the same. We are all important. It don't matter how big you are or how little you are. You are a blessing. You are a gift from God. It's just like all the birds and all the creatures. They have their own gift also. Just think about the eagle. An eagle eye. You know, we think about an eagle eye. Well, we got to have an eagle eye. Now, the eagle may appear very majestic, and they are, as they soar gracefully overhead. But they would never win a talent contest. But the little canary can sing a beautiful song and maybe even win the talent contest when it comes to bird singing. But you wouldn't have a chance in a tug of war with the eagle. God had made everything beautiful and special. That's why we sing that song this morning. Morning has broken, because it's such a wonder. We need to look at God's way and how the uniqueness and how He has made everything beautiful. And you, no matter how old you are, no matter where you are, you know that there's not another one like you anywhere in the world. Now, there might be somebody that looks a little like you, but they are not like you, because each one of us are unique. God never made two people the same. You're special, and you're unique. And each one of us has different gifts and talents and abilities. And I don't think any of us is the best at everything. Now, we might be good at sports, or good at this, or good at that, or good at singing, but we're not all the best of everything. But God loves each and every one of us the same, and He wants us to develop the gifts that He has given to us and use them for His glory. Amen. So just remember, God loves an underdog. If you ever think yourself as an underdog, I used to like to watch that cartoon, Underdog! And he would call you like Superman, except he was a dog. And Underdog! But there are no underdogs in God's kingdom. Amen. He loves each and every one of us the same. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day.